Hello, friends. Well, in this cultural hour, I've got two bad boys, two of our podcasters who are friends and collaborators. I've got Mike Haslett from Greenlight Cinema and the one, the only, Paul Wilborn, author and executive director of the Palladium. Welcome, bad boys.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to live up to.
I know. That was
I've been so good all day. I'll probably be bad later.
It's Thursday. It's time to be bad.
Time to be bad.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's do this.
Well, you know, they're going to be heading over to the Sunscreen Film Festival and the red carpet. So we've got them before they have their eyebrows on and their fancy duds. Mike, I want to start with you. You just had a successful run of John and Yoko.
Yes, Easter wasn't the best time to book that, but it's a very good film, and we just finished it, and we're opening a film called On Swift Horses this weekend.
What's that about?
It's a new kind of drama, romance, LGBTQ film from Sony, and it's got some pretty big young names in it, and it's a brand new film, opens all over the country on Friday.
Fantastic. Paul, you just came from a bookstore hosting talk and a bunch of other stuff, and you've got so many things going on at the Palladium. What's new and happy with you?
Last week was pretty crazy. I helped a friend launch his book at Tombolo.
Who was that?
My friend Mark Mustian. I always say it wrong. And he had a great book called Boy with Wings, and I interviewed him, and we had a great book launch there. And then Thursday night, I was at Mike's place for the second screen Cult Cinema. And I had in my book, Florida Hustle, we talk about Mario Bava, the great crazy 60s horror director who was so influential. And so they actually showed a Bava movie, and I got to read from my book, and we talked about it and how he plays out in the book. So it was really a fun thing. And then Saturday night, Mike showed one of Eugenie's movies called Space Truckers.
A classic film.
A classic.
Absolute
what
classic.
What does Eugenie play in that?
She plays a robotic killer machine that just kills everybody in sight. That was her highest body count movie, I think. She's got eyes that'll melt you and a rope and an arm with a knife on it or something. It's big.
And you live with the woman.
I do live with her, but she doesn't get in that costume very often. So
Dennis Hopper is in the film.
Stephen Dorff.
George Wendt from Cheers. Norm from Cheers.
It was very funny. It's a very funny kind of space truckers. You know, in your outer space, it's going to be just as crazy as it is on the highway right now.
Well, speaking of crazy, this is the crazy season before summer comes. And Mike, I want to start with you about some upcoming films that are coming to Greenlight and also 50 years of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I know. Well, I just found out today or yesterday that the group that does the Rocky Horror every month is going to be part of the event at the Straz. With Bostwick and the other two cast members.
So,
yeah, it's a big deal for them. We're really happy for them. Hell on Heels is the group, and they're just terrific, and we have such a good time with them. And so this is a big gig for them.
Do you know if it's when it is in May? Or
I believe it's October 22nd.
Let's have you bring your Rocky Horror people in here for a segment.
I would love to do that.
May
15th, yeah, they would love to do it. Yep, absolutely.
Paul, I want to talk about Shania Carroll's passing, and you're doing an incredible
sort of a tribute show to her.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
The sad part was that we started the show as a fundraiser for her because she was only diagnosed in November.
Right.
But it was very advanced and cancer and very sad. Shania, if people don't know, was a wonderful jazz singer who performed as Nina Simone for us, and she did a Sarah Vaughan show and her own album launches. She was one of the Palladium Creative Fellows, and I saw her, and she was singing in November, but she said I got diagnosed, and she was gone by March.
I went to that show. I didn't realize that.
That's her. Oh, yeah. Incredible.
That's terrible.
And a lovely woman who I just miss. We talked a lot on the phone because she was in Sarasota. But we've got on May 8th, the funds are going to go to her family and maybe a scholarship fund, they're deciding. But La Lucha is playing, and Brian Hughes and the crew, and some great female vocalists and some other special guests will be there that night. And it's May 8th, I want to say.
Fantastic.
In the side door.
We have all of the Palladium and Greenlight Cinema's offerings up on our Let's Go guide. You can get to that from RadioSaintPete.com, what's happening. Mike, I want to come back to you. I want a May preview. And what are you showing for Mother's Day? It's not going to be Mommy Dearest, I hope.
What day is Mother's Day?
12th, May 12th.
But tell us about May. What's coming up, May? Give us.
So we have a film called Eric LaRue, which Michael Shannon made this film, and it played at Gasparilla, and he was there, and we went over. It's a wonderful film, and it's we're going to have a couple of screenings of that, and then we're going to do a free screening for all our acting students because it's just an acting showcase, this film. So we've got that, and we're doing The Secret Mall Apartment, which is this terrific documentary. This crazy story about this group of kind of artists and wackos built an apartment in a mall
that was being built
while it was under construction, and then used the apartment for 6 years while the thing was open. It's kind of a crazy story, but it's such a cool little film. So we're bringing that in. I'm bringing in Babe, one of my all-time favorite films.
Oh,
that'll do,
Pig. Softy,
remember that one?
Softy, you.
That, well, you know, that film is 30 years old this year. Kind of hard to believe. One of my all-time favorite films. I booked the film when it first came out in New Hampshire 30 years ago. Wow, we're getting old.
Babe is a geriatric now.
It is. And
we're
so
all pigs at some point.
And, you know, Rocky Horror's coming in. And then I have a film at the end called Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, which is going to be from Sony. And that's going to be at the very end of the month. And then the collaboration stuff. Second screen's coming in with The Fall, Rocky Horror, and Eugenie's Classes will be starting up again. And
a showcase on May 31st.
And the showcase, yep, which is always a blast. So we got a lot going on.
Paul, do you love doing I know that Matthew McGee now is doing commentary. You know, he's a big film fan. You're a big film fan.
Yeah, I married a film actor. Yeah.
And we hope that Florida Hustle will become a film. People who are here at Sunscreen, please listen.
Your lips to someone's ears. There we go.
Tell us a little preview. I know that Mark is having Simon Lansky is having his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Celebration.
You know, we just keep doing the stuff we do. We just had a sold-out Bossa Nova show with Nate Najjar and Daniela Soledad. We've got the tribute coming up. And Simon is one of our creative fellows who we give money to create the show. So this is a show he created for us, and he'll be doing it in May. It just keeps rolling. Summer is all local bands upstairs and down.
And Tom Gribben is doing comedy with you.
Tom
was going to be here today. Hi, Tom. We'll get to you next week. So tell us a little bit about that collaboration.
Yeah, Tom, you know, for years, along with being a lawyer and a musician and a writer, he ran the Coconuts Comedy Clubs, and he knows everybody in the comedy business. And so he's bringing us once a month really top-notch comedy in the side door. It's a perfect venue for it. The comics are really good, and I'm excited. It runs all the way through the year, and we're going to keep it going month by month.
Tell us a few of the highlights for the summer that we can plan to be cool at the Palladium and have
some
yummy,
you know, air conditioned. It's inside. You know, we've got Selwyn Birchwood coming back, who's a Florida
nice.
Florida blues guy who we took out of the bars. It was his first paying gig. He's touring the world now. I asked him about a December gig. He said, I'll be in Europe. I mean, he's got the top album on the charts, and he's amazing. He's coming. One of my favorite local bands is called Road to Nowhere, and they only do Talking Heads.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yep.
You just dance from start to finish. And so they're Damon Fowler is coming back. We've got great jazz people coming back. It's just a fun summer. And mostly weekend stuff because we don't work that hard in the summer. It's great.
Summer of love. And before I come back to you, I just want to say I see a collaboration going on. Talking Heads band, David Byrne's Talking Heads movie, Meal in Between.
Yeah. We did the film Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
What a perfect collaboration. Have a whole David Byrne weekend.
Well, we have this whole group that we're always kind of bouncing stuff off, right?
Tell us about
me
that,
and
Mike.
Paul and Eugenie and Mary and Gavin Hawk is teaching improv now at Greenlight. And, you know, we're always kind of churning up stuff and trying to figure out new ways to collaborate together.
And what I don't think people know about Mike is that he used to have my job in another state. And he ran a beautiful performing arts facility. So I could ask him about my business, and we really talk the same language.
And he's my local contact for all the people, because I'm just a carpetbagger from Boston. So it's good to have my man in Havana, as I like to call it.
Well, and I was I had a Boston line I had to deliver in my new book.
That's right.
And I called him and said, all right, if you were a rich guy with a mistress, where would you keep her in Boston? And he knew.
Where, Mike?
Back Bay. Absolutely.
I don't know how many he's kept there. Probably none. But I'm just saying,
you know, I can't
Mike's
talk
my
about
go-to
it.
Guy.
Well, I do want to talk to you about your new book.
Yeah. Oh, sure, if you want
and
to.
I know. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about – just give us the tease.
Well, it's set in Tampa, and it really tells the whole story of the early 20th century up till about 1985. And it's a fantasy about a mobster named Charlie Wall who died in 55, was murdered after four attempts. In my book, he survives, and it's 1985. And he's only happy if he thinks people are going to kill him. So it's kind of fun. But – Tampa, my hometown, was the most corrupt city outside of maybe New Orleans and maybe gave New Orleans a run for its money for 70 years. Fixed elections, sex, drugs, everything you wanted was there for the taking out in public. And every politician was on the take. Everything was – and this sort of tells that story.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind
a little
fun.
More subtle in Boston. You know, Boston's right. got its own thing. But
right. Oh, Whitey knocked him off quiet.
Quiet.
Exactly.
But, you know, I understood that Ruy Farias, historically St. Pete, has talked about Webb City. I mean, Webb City had its, you know, mob. And then there, Linda Hurtado told us that there were secret tunnels throughout the city.
There's some word about that. I tend to think the tunnels maybe were overplayed a little bit. But
for Bolito? They were moving Bolito money or no?
If anything, they were moving bootleg liquor.
To Mike's house.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a great story.
It's a great story, whether it's true or not.
It doesn't have to be true.
I've fantasized about it, but I don't know how true it all is. But these are great stories. I don't have any tunnels in my book, but there's plenty of murders, plenty of stuff going on. Fixed elections, you name it. It was there for the taking in Tampa. So it's going to be a fun book.
Folks, if you don't sign up for the newsletters for Greenlight Cinema, you can also become a member. And for the Palladium, you can also become a member. You're missing some good writing. Paul's Palladium Paul blog, which we'll have him record a little something when we're off air and add it to this podcast. Mike, tell people how people can get to you.
Go to greenlightstpete.com, and we have everything there between the shows and the classes and the special events and all of that stuff. And I have like 14 films in May. We're going to do some interesting stuff in the summer. We're going to do a Batman week, and we're going to do a tribute to David Lynch. And so we're working on some special programming for the summer.
Still doing stuff with Green Bench?
Yep. And actually, there's a place, and I should know the name of the place because we're going to be doing screenings there, but it's there's
Web
a wine
City
bar.
Cellar.
What's it called?
Web City Cellar.
Well, no.
Oh, you got another place?
Another place in Tampa.
Oh, in Tampa.
Yeah, so there's a place next to the Commodore. What's the wine place?
It's called La Septima.
Yes. And so we're going to start a monthly program over there probably in June.
That's a great bar.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. We're going to get more of that. We'll put that all in the blog that goes up with us. Paul, Palladium, how do you get a hold of
mypalladium.org, and for my writing, it's wilbornwrites.com. I've got a website, and we're all around, so
any
come on
down. Any upcoming events for you? I know that you did a lot of readings. You did one at Fenway up in the what else? Anything else coming up?
Well, we're really summer. I'm not looking to do quite as much, though someone just wrote me about being their co-host at a Tombolo event in June.
Of course they did.
And a friend of mine has a new book coming out. But we've got some appearances we're setting up for the fall.
Terrific. And we'll see you all at the St. Pete Press party.
Yep.
Coming up at
The Palladium, at the side door. That's right.
For Radio St. Pete, I am glad to have the bad boys of culture, art, and film in town. Paul Wilborn, who also plays beautiful music and was channeling Bob Dylan after the movie. And Mike, what if you could be a musician, what instrument would you play, or do you play?
I don't play. I think that I would be a bass player.
Bass players are trouble, and I think you would be good at that. Yeah, that's good. They're snarky. They're often trouble. They don't show up sometimes.
They don't show up.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see the bass player.
Folks, if you have enjoyed listening to Paul Wilborn of the Palladium and Mike Haslett of Greenlight Cinema, please come downtown, visit them. It is, how can I say it? It is the best fun you will ever have with the bad boys of St. Pete. Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.
Thank you.